How, what do you expect, you know, this team to look like this weekend? Do you think it's carbon copy of what we've seen? How much change do you expect?
Well, hopefully we're going to win, you know, which we haven't done a lot of. So, everybody's focused. Everybody's ready to go. I don't think the plan's going to change too much. You know, we got a good system on offense. We got a good system on defense. And, you know, the main focus is going to be the same one that it was, and that's executing the plays and executing the system.
But do you think there'll be more of an emphasis, say, in the running game with a guy who comes as the running backs coach? Or?
We're going to try to call the best plays and execute those, whether those are run or pass.
How did that meeting the captains and Coach Schoenfeld go this morning? What was the message and the response?
It went well. It was, getting to know Coach, getting to see what his plan for the next 4 weeks are, and, basically just the captain saying lean on us as much as needed, and we'll deliver that message.
He did say that he told you guys, I'm going to need you guys to be more than ever. Is that a responsibility that maybe you guys have already?
Yeah, no question. There's whenever there's, change and this much change going on, it's on the veterans. It's on that leadership in the locker room to right the ship, to steady the ship. And but it's also on each player individually, too, to realize what their job is, to realize that they're a professional athlete and to come out and put your best foot forward every day.
Kyle, the guy hasn't been here very long. What did you know about him before and after the last couple of days? What more do you know about him?
Just known him, this year for me. And kind of just what you see is what you get. He's straightforward. He doesn't mince words too much, and he's just going to tell you how he feels and what he expects of you, and that's what he's done so far.
Chris asked the coach a similar question. I want to ask you, too. There's been a bit of a black cloud hanging over the franchise for a number of reasons. Has the cloud lifted at all over the last couple of days?
Only way you lift anything is to win football games. I mean, if you want to feel better as a player, you want to feel better as a organization, you want to feel better as fans, you got to win. That falls on the players to go out and execute and play better, and whatever plan we're given to go out and execute it, and starts with this week in practice, and we got to go out today and have a good week of work.
How do you think all this has been startling for some of the younger guys? Maybe
I sure hope not. I mean, when you come in this thing, you realize from day one it's a business. From the day that you're drafted, you realize it's a business, and you're held accountable as players, coaches, throughout the organization. So we haven't won enough games, and there's obviously consequences that come with it.
How do you overcome the third down problems?
Like we've talked about for the last few weeks, do better in first and second down. Every time we do that, we seem to move the ball pretty dang well and pretty dang efficiently. And when we don't, we're put in tough situations that nobody's really gonna flourish in.
I know you like Josh
to
play caller. Is there any wondering going on
about this? No, I'm real comfortable with Mike. Mike's played quarterback at a high level. I think he sees the game as a quarterback. He was my position coach last year, and I have a great relationship with Mike. So got a ton of confidence in him. Certainly, it won't be the same, as hearing Josh, throughout the helmet. But I've already got to work, so far this week with Mike moving forward, and I'm excited for it.
Have you talked to Josh about it in the last couple of days since this went down? How those conversations?
That's a personal conversation.
Outside the organization, I think, especially from fans, especially in the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of the Tim Tebow comments and calls and stuff. Are you hearing it at all? Would that bother you if he gets more playing time, or if he were to over the last 4 weeks?
Well, I'm trying to win. I want to win the last four games, and I want my play to be the best that it has all year. That's what I'm preparing for, and that's what I expect out of myself.
Hey, Kyle, I don't know how much leeway you were given when Josh was calling the plays when he was in your ear, but with Mike calling the plays now, might there be a little more debate? Might you feel a little more comfortable changing things up the line of scrimmage, making suggestions, et cetera?
I felt comfortable with that the whole season. And we've had, as an offense, we've had a lot of dialogue the whole season. Receivers, running backs, offensive linemen. And that's one improvement I think we've made as an offense, is come to the sidelines and talking about some stuff and making some changes on the run. And, you know, I know Mike's into that too. You know, he trusts the players to come off, tell them what you're seeing, tell them what you're feeling. Hey, we think this will work the next time out. Hey, we're getting this look. I can beat my guy this way. And I know Mike's, you know, appreciates that, you know, communication and expects it.
Would you be less reluctant to change a play at the line of scrimmage now with Mike calling plays versus Josh?
No, I'm going to take the game plan he gives me. Hey, this is what I want, and I'm going to execute it.
Is there an element of surprise that you guys can use when you have a new coach with no track record? I mean, do you think that can be useful?
Time will tell. I don't know. You know, I don't think our system is going to change a whole lot. So, but I'm sure the way Mike calls a game, the flow that he gets into, what he wants to do in certain situations, I'm sure that changes a little bit.
Eric mentioned that, you know, there was silence when you came up to address the team for the first time as the coach. I just wondered, could you talk a little bit about the team's response when he actually came up there to talk to you guys?
Just kind of, you know, just waiting to see what he has to say, see how he wants to run this thing, and just as a player, just try to take that message and run with it and do everything you can.
One thing Joel said yesterday was that when they let Josh go, that he told him he has no doubt that he'll be a good coach in this league somewhere down the road, older, wiser. Knowing Josh as well as you do you share that opinion of Josh?
Yeah, 100%. I think strategically and his effort and I know just as a, you know, personally, he's helped me take my game to the next level. He's, you know, in the 18 months or 20 months that I got to work with him, he works, you know, all hours of the night to try to put you in the best chance to succeed as a player. And I certainly appreciated that 100%.